execution. Fear not to cross, fear not to cross the abode of peace and perfect holiness. Only there is the completion of God and God's Son established forever. Seek not for this, for completion. Seek not for completion in the bleak world of illusion, where nothing is certain and everything fails to satisfy. Don't seek for completion in this bleak world of illusion, where nothing is certain and where everything fails to satisfy. In the name of God, be wholly willing to abandon all illusions. In any relationship in which you are wholly willing to accept completion and only completion, there is God completed and you, God's Son, with God. The bridge that leads to union in yourself must lead to knowledge. For the bridge, it, that leads to union was built with God beside you and will lead you straight to love, where your completion rests, totally compatible with God. Every illusion you accept into your mind by judging the illusion to be attainable removes your own sense of completion. Every false idea, every fear that you accept into your mind by judging it to be attainable removes your own sense of completion and thus denies the wholeness of your Father. Every fantasy, be it a fantasy of love or a fantasy of hate, deprives you of the knowledge. Every fantasy, be it a fantasy of love or hate, deprives you of knowledge. For fantasies are the veil behind which truth is hidden. Truth is hidden behind your fantasies. To lift the veil that seems so dark and heavy, to lift the veil that seems so dark and heavy, it is only needful to lift the fear that seems so dark and heavy, to lift your fear that seems so dark and heavy, to lift your anger that seems so dark and heavy, to lift the sickness that seems so dark and heavy, to lift the lack that seems so dark and heavy. It is only needful to value truth beyond all fantasy. That means to be entirely unwilling to settle for illusion in place of truth. Would you not go through fear to love? For such the journey seems to be. A journey through your fear to love. Real love calls, but hate would have you stay. Hear not the call of hate and see no fantasies, for your completion lies in truth and nowhere else. See in the call of hate, see in the call of fear, see in the call of worry, see in the call of anger, see in the call of depression, see in every fantasy that rises to delay you, see in it but the call for help that rises ceaselessly from you to your Creator. Every feeling of hate, every feeling of worry, every feeling of anxiety, every call of upset in yourself or anyone else, see it as the call for help that rises ceaselessly from you. Everything that upsets you that you see in yourself or others, see it as the call for help that's rising ceaselessly from you to your Creator. So would your Creator not answer you, whose completion is your Creator's completion? Your Creator loves you totally without illusion, wholly without fear, wholly without anger, wholly without false ideas, wholly without depression, wholly without loneliness. That's what illusion means. As you must love. For love is totally without illusion. Love is wholly without fear. Love is wholly without anger. Love is wholly without guilt. And therefore, love is totally without fear. Say it again. Love is totally without fear. Love is totally without fear. Love is totally without fear. See the difference between the illusion and the reality of love? If you feel fear, you are not feeling love. If you are feeling anger, you are not feeling love. If you're feeling depression, you are not feeling love. But it doesn't mean if you're feeling fear, anger, or guilt, it doesn't mean you are bad. It doesn't mean you are sinful. It just means you're not aware of love. Okay? Are you clear? Are you with me? Now, I'm purposely just keeping plowing forward because there's some certain points I want to hit. And in 25 years of teaching this, I know the delay and maneuver parts of the course. And I know the parts of the course that will move you to the understanding that you're looking for. Because in that section that I've read so far, I am absolutely positive in my psychic ability that there was a lot that you heard that you did not understand. Is that true? That there is a lot that you heard that you did not hear? How about that? And out of what I said, there were phrases and partial sentences that you heard. Right? Did you notice that? It would sound something like, see in the call of hate and every fantasy that relates that it would delay you, the call for help that rises ceaselessly from you to your Creator. Blah, 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 blah. Love is totally without illusion. Y'all notice that? Right. Okay. The parts of it that you heard, those were the parts that you were supposed to hear. Would you be willing to ride with that on that trip?
Sure.
Okay. What you heard, that was your message. What you did not understand does not matter. If you could trust that one thing of 25 years of me working with this material, because I promise you, the one realization that you will make when you finish the course is that it said the same thing over and over and over. And it said it in many different ways. The way you didn't understand what it said was the way that it said the same thing you did understand what it said. Okay. But you just didn't understand it that way.
Uh-huh. I see.
Okay, if I'm speaking Spanish, I could say sí, and it means yes, but you don't know what that means, right? But if I say yes, you understand what that means. So really, it was the same thing that you didn't understand in the way you understood. So instead of trying to worry about C, you could just focus on the fact that you know what yes means. You see what I'm saying? The Course in Miracles itself identifies itself as a language. It says, I am a language. I'm your natural language. But just like a baby laying in the crib is listening to its parents say things that will one day be its native tongue, even though the child doesn't understand what the heck the parent is saying right now, one day that would be the way that the baby communicates with its parents. Is that not true? That's what this is. The language of love is not the language that we understand. We understand the language of separation. And so this is like getting introduced to a new language.